LM Communication Station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
We're me and him. But...
And good morning, and we do welcome you into My Town, Your Town. This is our ninth edition. Wow, nine episodes of My Town, Your Town. They are clipping by. Life is going fast. Happy summer. Summer is almost officially here, but it feels like summer. My boy Coach Paul Price just walked in. He's also, he's being joined by his head coach, the head coach of West Virginia University, West Virginia State University. Coach Paul Pennington is in the house. We're going to talk with these two gentlemen, loosely I say gentlemen. Paul I know is a gentleman. No, John I know is a gentleman. I don't know. Paul and I went to college together, so I can talk loosely about him. We'll tell some stories. We won't tell all the stories. We're going to catch up with these two guys. We'll talk about their program at West Virginia State University. And then, of course, we're going to give them a little bit of platform, talk about a big fundraiser they have for their football program. I believe it's next Friday, June the 23rd.
Yes,
we're going to play a little golf at Little Creek. I look forward to playing with Coach Paul Price. I might get six holes in if you're lucky, Coach. But I'm not much of a golfer, and I got things to do, but I might get over there and play six holes. But we're going to give you an opportunity. We're going to talk to you a little bit about how you can get involved and help support the football program at West Virginia State University. We're going to talk with these guys for a little while. We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back, and I'll be joined by Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy is from here in St. Albans, where we're coming to you live right now from the Palatial Studios at LM Communications at 100 Kanawha Terrace. And I don't care how you're listening. We love that you're listening. I don't care if you're listening on 1410 AM or 102.3 FM. Maybe you're on the website right now, WSCWAM.com, or maybe you're listening to us on the app that you've downloaded, the News Talk app. However you are listening to us, thank you for tuning in to My Town, Your Town, and I am your host, Jim Strawn, humbled and honored to do that. This show is all about, you heard the bumper, we're all about good stuff. We're talking about good things, good people, good organizations, good companies, good businesses, good universities, good colleges, doing good work to move our state, our valley, your town and my town forward in a positive way. We all know there's lots of fear and divisiveness and crap going on out there, but we don't feature that. We don't highlight that. I know it's out there, but we talk to the good people, and we talk to the good people about good things. So with that being said, that's your backdrop, John. How was that for a backdrop? Coach John Pennington, everybody. John, how are you?
I'm great. That's incredible. I love the positivity, Jim. Yeah. I think me and you are from the same cloth.
As yeah, far as, feels like it, don't we?
Yeah, positive leadership. You know, there's enough, there's plenty of other things out there, but
there's
I like
plenty
to focus
of crap.
On the good. Yeah.
We don't stick our head in the sand, John.
Exactly.
We know it's there. We just choose to accentuate the good and focus on the good. We choose to be part of the solution. We don't want to be the problem.
Yeah, perspective is everything. And that's one of the main things we teach at West Virginia State is perspective.
Coach Paul Price, step up to the mic. We're going to share the mic here. How are you, Paul?
James, how are you?
Coach Paul Price. I have so many nicknames for you, but I'll just go with Coach right for now, okay?
That's the best one.
That'll keep us
most
safe, right?
Direct.
That'll
can't
keep
get
us safe.
With Coach.
How are you doing? How long have you been with John's staff now?
I coached three competitive seasons with John.
Talk a little bit about, I know your journey, but talk to the audience about your football journey. Go all the way back to when you went to high school and go from there.
I grew up in Pittsburgh in the 70s and went to Steel Valley High School. So you can imagine that we were all Steelers. I did not know a non-Steeler fan until I went.
I have a funny feeling you like the Steelers. Yeah. I know that for a fact, by the way.
I seen a Bengals stickers on the door when I came in.
I see you grabbing your heart like Fred Sanford used to do.
I'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Bengals are one of my favorite teams now, too, but... I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I went to West Virginia Wesleyan. That's, of course, where we crossed paths.
We literally were Theta Chi brothers together late 70s, early 80s.
Yep.
And we made it. Believe it or not, we've actually made it, right?
Best days
we're still
of
making
my life
it.
Were there.
Yeah.
And,
no question.
I'm always proud to see you leading down at the levee and seeing all the different things you do.
Yeah.
It excites me. And like you said, being between John Pennington and Jim Strawn is just like being right in the middle of a rainbow. Things are happy. Things are right. And you're not going to, you can't, it's like you got bumpers in the old bowling alleys. There's no gutter with those two guys. They're all...
That's a pretty good one, John.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like the buffers. The buffers in the gutter at the bowling alley. Yeah, there's no gutters with John and I.
I'm always down in the middle when I'm with your guys.
I love it. John, step up there. I know we're sharing a mic in here. Coach John Pennington, he's the head coach of your West Virginia State University Yellow Jackets. He's been there three, four...
Going on
five, seven. Gee, Willikers.
Six full years and now...
So I asked Coach Price about his background. Most of us know yours, but... Maybe someone is listening, or maybe they're new to the market. Give us a little bit of your journey. I think you're from the Charleston area. Did you go to G?
Yep.
Are you a GW grad?
Went to GW. Grew up here in Charleston.
Yeah. Went up to Morgantown, right?
Yep. Played football at West Virginia. I was a walk-on, earned a scholarship.
Who was your quarterback, Rasheed?
Rasheed Marshall.
Rasheed.
Yeah, Rasheed was back-to-back Big East Player of the Year.
Hey, so incredible. Good. He could play right now, John.
Yeah, I know. He's incredible.
Coach Price, not so much, but Rasheed could play right now.
we had a great run there at West Virginia, and had such a great experience, such great coaches. I wanted to kind of do something like that, and actually Coach Price hired me for my first coaching
job. Isn't that funny? Goes around, comes around.
Yeah, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but went up to West Virginia Wesleyan for a camp and hung out with Coach Price and Coach Struble, and I fell in love with it from day one. Absolutely loved it, knew it's what I wanted to do, knew I wanted to be a head coach, and just tried to learn the things I needed to learn, and bounced around West Virginia, and eventually ended up back here in Charleston.
And here you are, the head coach of West Virginia State University, starting your seventh year as the head coach.
Yes, sir.
That's hard for me to fathom. So you play down here in Institute. You got a nice, feels like you got a nice new stadium down there with some nice turf, and you got some lights. It feels like a pretty nice buzz down there on Saturdays or whenever you play Thursday nights or whenever you play. Yeah. You like the vibe? You like the feel?
The vibe is incredible. It's the Yellow Jacket community. The administration, Nate Burton, our athletic director, just the whole department is all on board with making athletics great, not just on the field, but off the field. I think we've had over 3.0s in the athletic department for years.
Sweet. Good
stuff. It's fun, and our facilities are incredible. The university continues to invest in student athletes, which obviously we think is great. And they're all crazy about football. I mean, people are very passionate about it. West Virginia State hasn't had a winner in a long time, and we've built a consistent winner thanks to Coach Price and
you have a great crew. You're recruiting some great student athletes. You're recruiting great teams and great atmosphere and great chemistry and great locker room start with great kids. And you're there's no sense in recruiting bad seeds because what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you're like me. You just recruit good people.
Yep.
Recruit good kids. And good things are going to happen. It's not rocket science, people.
Right.
So get kids that are smart. Get kids that have good character. Get kids that are passionate. Get kids who are coachable. Get kids who understand emotional intelligence like you and I do. Yep. Yeah, X and O's are great. But if you can't figure out how to work with your team and do all the things, the nuances that come with the mental approach, the positivity approach. So I'm assuming, I know your coaching style, but how would you describe your coaching style and how do you describe in the locker room? I'm going to let you talk to that. Then I'll maybe ask Coach Price the same thing and how to reiterate his approach to football teaching.
Well, it starts with being a servant leader, serving the people that I work with, that I work for, that I work around, I've kind of always looked at it as an upside down pyramid. You know what I mean? No one works for me. I work for everyone else to make their experience great, help the coaches get better, help the players get better. So it starts with just serving, the community and the teams that I'm a part of. And then after that, I'm a positive, inspirational, leader. I try to lead and be an example and, show people by my actions of, how to be a good man, how to be a good father, husband, and what have you. And I've had every role there is to have on a team. I've been the scout team player, the graduate assistant, the head coach now, the offensive coordinator. I've had every role, and I don't care what the role is. I just want to be great at it, to help my team. So I just being part of a team is the best thing in the world. Me and my wife are a team. Me and Coach Price are a team. My quarterbacks, I have a lot of little teams I'm a part of, and I just try to do my best at each role and, just love being part of a group and a team.
Coach Paul Price, jump in there. Coach Paul Price, jump in there. Is everything that Coach Pennington said, is that fairly true?
It is not only true, he is downplaying it to no end. Right. We talk about it continuously, and it's the main difference I've seen being in this program than any other is that we tell the parents, we tell the kids, from day one, you're going to be a leader. And you're not going to wait until your senior year to lead. You're going to lead the minute you get here. And there's a lot of ways to lead, and John draws it out of them very, very well. And it makes a difference.
Have you been here long enough now to see some of these young men that come in at 17, 18 years old, and now they're 20 and 21, and John's even seen them graduate and move on. But I know part of coaching and the joy of coaching is winning. It matters, and winning is fun, and you need to do that, and it's important. But developing young men, developing character, sending young men out there after they graduate, you know, 98% of them are going to do something professionally, not play football anymore. So you watch the evolution of that, don't you? You enjoy the watch it. You enjoy working with that evolution and witnessing too.
Yeah, I've been every record there is to be. I've been on 11, 13, and 0, and everything in between.
Yes, you have.
And, you know, is winning that important? It is a goal.
We play to win.
You compete to win for sure. And but in the end, you know, I believe that in my meetings and on the field, I'm teaching people how to be parents. I'm teaching people how to be citizens. Teaching people how to lead, and you know, that's as important as anything. And I think our whole staff goes at it that way. And a lot of the coaches that I've seen high school wise and friends of mine in the business, that's how they approach it. You know, wins, losses, they're going to come and go, but you can guarantee success by, like you said, plant the right seed and go that way. And I think that, you know, we try to recruit great people and teach them the game of football, not recruit great athletes and teach them how to be people.
I love it.
And, you know, it's an odd way of approaching it sometimes, but I think in the end, you get a better result and you can go a little further.
The synergy is running very deep in the studio here this morning. Coach Pennington jumped back in there. I do a lot of speaking. I like to call it inspirational speaking. I present to a lot of corporations. I present to a lot of conferences. And when Coach Price said seed, it reminded me that no matter who I talk to, and no matter what my presentation is, I always lead with the slide that says, I'm the Johnny Appleseed of positivity. I've been slinging positivity seeds around for 40-some years like Johnny did, Appleseeds. And he walked, Johnny Appleseed walked about 100,000 miles, by the way. Born in 1774, died in 1845, started out in New England, came down through Pennsylvania, through Pittsburgh, into West Virginia, north central West Virginia, made his way over to Ohio and ended up at Fort Wayne, Indiana. 100,000 miles planting apple seeds. But I plant positivity seeds. And you never know when they're going to grow into a big red oak. Yep. You never know when they're going to grow to an apple tree and they're fruitful. And sometimes they rot in the ground. But you never know. So I never waver from bringing you my message. Even if you're not prepared to hear it, somebody in the audience needs to hear it. I plant a seed.
Yeah.
So you guys do that all the time.
We have a saying similar to that. We call it water the bamboo.
Same thing.
Chinese bamboo.
Yeah.
For the first 5 years, it only grows 6 inches.
Right.
And then the fifth year, it grows 90
Perfect.
Feet. And so sometimes when a player is having a tough time, it's like we just keep watering the bamboo. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know when he'll develop. Mm-hmm. And
that's a great one.
You know, if he doesn't figure it out, we'll keep trying different things.
That's the reason I had you on today, so I could learn as well. I love always learning, and I just learned. I'm going to water the bamboo now.
I'm going to steal the Johnny Appleseed.
I'm the Johnny Appleseed.
I'll
give you my slide. I'll give you my slide. John, what are you doing right now? What's the summer like? I mean, it's football season, right, for you guys?
It's camp season.
Yeah, so you guys are, what are you doing?
So right now we got a middle school 7-on-7 tournament right now. Coach Price had his whistle on because he came right off the field. And so we got that going on. Tomorrow we got a prospect camp at 11 a.m. We got a youth camp on Monday and Tuesday. First time we've ever done it.
There's the whistle.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to noon. So in the mornings on Monday and Tuesday. And I'll tell you this. My first football camp was at West Virginia State. Carl Lee and Sterling Sharp. You remember Sterling
Dude,
Sharp?
Dude, I met Sterling Sharp, by the way.
Because him and Carl Lee were close. And
Sterling used to cut. Well, yep. Carl would bring him here.
Yeah.
I met Sterling at a golf function at Sleepy Hollow 25 years ago.
He's huge.
Dude, well, I'm pretty big, but he's ginormous. If you don't know who I am, folks, that's tongue-in-cheek, by the way. I stand 4'11", about 106, 7, 8, 9 pounds. Well, that's what I was in high school. Now I'm still 4'11", but I'm like 190 now, so I'm a little bigger. But yeah, Sterling Sharp.
Oh, man.
Cut.
But I fell in love with football at that camp. I mean, I had done flag and stuff like that, but I love the toughness, the discipline, the, you know, the teamwork. I mean, I just, that locker room aspect, and because Carl didn't mess around. I mean, I was young, but he was making us run. He was like, stay in line, and I fell in love with that.
Carl Lee, all pro, Minnesota Vikings, from here, played at Marshall, graduated, I think, from South Charleston High School, and just a stud. And we were fortunate that he came back after his pro career. He's here. He even worked a little bit at West Virginia State University.
He was the head coach for 6 or 7 years.
And did some high school, and now he's just I listened to your podcast with him the other day. He's still great. He's still just plugged along, and you guys are awesome. But getting back to the point, you're in camp season right now. It's mid-June. You know, this is a live radio show, so it's whatever it is right now, wherever you are, that's the time that it is.
Yeah.
So what happens in July, and then what happens when the kids come back, the football players, the student athletes come back on campus? I'm guessing late July, early August?
Yeah, we have August 2nd, I think, is the first report date. And then, you know, they're all working out, training, and then coming back over the summer. Really, July is one of our biggest off months. Mm-hmm. We're really just prepping for the season. And, you know, once we finish up that golf tournament on Friday, you know, then we get a little bit of downtime and just kind of prepping for everything. So that's when families take their vacations. And then August 2nd rolls around. And then we play our first home game is a Thursday night. It's the first Thursday in September against UNC Pembroke, which should be a huge game for us. We got a great team coming back. Quarterback is a fifth-year senior.
I was going to lead into how does the team shape? You've been around long enough. These are your guys that you're recruited now. They're actually been here your whole tenure, and you've molded them. You just mentioned, is he a fifth-year senior quarterback? Dude, you can't have any more leadership than that. You cannot have any more, unless you had a COVID year, and maybe you're in your sixth year.
He did have a COVID year.
So he's really
he's a five-time
young man.
Captain.
Yeah.
He was second-team All-Conference last year, and he's one of the best players, if not in the country. Definitely one of the best in our conference, and he is a great person and a great leader. So, that's where it starts, is the quarterback. And he can make a lot of things right, that me and Coach Bryce maybe can't.
So right now, all the coaches in football are like, we're undefeated. We've got a shot at this. Everybody's, we're all going in optimistic as we are, looking at things. Okay, we're going to have a really good year. Our team is shaping up. And we get a break here and there. The schedule works out. Injuries are always a part of football.
Yep.
But you have high hopes for the 23 football season.
Oh, yeah, we're swinging for the fences.
Yeah,
some years, you got, like, when you got an older quarterback, our defense is incredible. They fly around. They're so multiple. Like, it's hard to protect your quarterback. So they lit it up last year, especially in the first half of the season, and then got bit with the injury bug towards the end. But they honestly kicked our butt a little bit in the spring, especially in the second half of it. But we're built. We can run the ball. We're number one in the conference for running the ball last year. We got a fifth-year senior quarterback, and we got an incredible O-line, and we got a defense that is going to light you up. So,
speaking of defense, Coach Price.
Yes, sir.
Are you you're the D coordinator, right?
No, George Shell is.
George Shell is our D coordinator.
Yes.
What role do you have? What coach?
I coach linebackers and I coordinate.
So you're part of the defense.
Oh yes.
So when Coach Pennington said they're running around, jumping around, storming around, flying around, that's from you, right? You and George, right? You and Coach Shell?
Yeah,
I know George. I know Coach. I forgot he was with you. He used to be at Wesleyan as well, right?
Yeah, he was head coach at Wesleyan.
I love it. It's a small fraternity, that coaching fraternity, by the way.
Division II
coach. Yeah, are you Coach Price, so you're ready for the season? I talking to John, he's like, yeah, we're ready to go. You feel pretty good?
I think this team is going to be one better in the league. And I've coached most of the time in my life in this league. And I've been part of a couple championship teams, and they got what it takes.
We've got maybe 10, 12 minutes left in this segment, guys. We're going to talk about the golf tournament. So we've still got some time here. But, Coach Price, I was with you last Friday. We had a chance to catch up down at the Moses Auto Group 5-11. We're going to have Jeremy on after you guys take off to talk about the Live 11 and Moses and everything that they have going. But it was great catching up with you last Friday. But I learned something. And I don't know, are we privy to talk about that, your next step?
So
Coach Price is moving on, personal reasons, and I'll let you talk about your stint here with Coach Pennington, your stint with Western State University, and where you're going from here. And I know it makes good sense for you and your family. So talk to the audience a little bit about you're winding it down here, and you're moving on, right?
Yes, grandparents in West Virginia have a tremendous influence in their family, and I've learned that firsthand. And I'm moving up to eastern part of the state, up in Berkeley Springs, primarily to spend time with my daughter and her two children. And
amen, brother. I'm with you. We're going. I mean, Coach Pennington and I are looking. We're like, yeah, this. We'll let him do that, but it's tough. John, I'll let you comment, but that's tough for our market. It's tough for the kids that you recruited. It's tough to move on, but family is thicker than anything.
It's a tough decision to make, believe me. And I think I'm leaving. You know, it's the old, you want to, buy low and sell high. And I've kind of reversed that a little bit when things are getting to the point where everything is really good. You know, I'm stepping away from it. And
I'd love to be able to get a championship at a third team. We got one at Wesleyan.
Right.
Got one at Concord.
Right.
And always wanted to get this third one here at State.
You were the head coach at Concord. I was just on that university on Wednesday. I was at Concord University Wednesday. Yeah. I went down there and spoke for President Bogus and some of her leadership staff. I gave him the Johnny Appleseed, Johnny, just so you know. you were down there, and you went to the some national playoffs when you were down there.
Yeah, both John and I were on the same staff there. I was defensive coordinator. John was special teams and receiver.
Again, the small fraternity thing.
It is. It keeps recycling.
Yeah.
But in 2014, we made it to the Final Four.
That's right.
Finals.
That was 9 years ago.
And,
I remember it.
Didn't get the national championship game.
But you were there, brother. I'm telling you, that was a heck of a run. That was a heck of, We are talking with Coach Paul Price. He works with the defensive side and the football program at West Virginia State University. We're also joined by the head coach, John Pennington, getting ready to start his seventh season. John, jump back in there. How much are you going to miss Coach Paul Price, brother?
Well, you know, we coached together for over a decade. I think 10, maybe 11 seasons now. So, you know, he does such an incredible job. I think, and I'll put this out there right now, that he's probably the best assistant coach in the history of the Wewiack Mountain East. Won multiple championships on, you know, two different programs. We wanted to get back here and get him a third dynasty at West Virginia State. That was the plan.
It's on its way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on its way.
He kind of
laid the foundation for us.
He's always done. He kind of nudges me in the right direction. But he's a great mentor and friend, and has always showed me the ropes. You know, we used to go on recruiting trips when I was 23, and he kind of taught me how to do everything. I always joke with our players, like Coach Price would have me clean VCR. We'd open up the VCRs, and I'd have a Q-tip and some alcohol.
I remember.
He'd be like, clean these. So I'd be in the hallway cleaning. But I didn't care because I loved
the details.
Him. I looked up to him.
It's the small things.
Yeah.
It is the small things.
It literally is. So, and you know, he's just fun to work with. He makes the whole staff better. You know, like, he just makes it fun. He's got some pricey-isms that I'm sure you know about.
I could give you so many pricey-isms.
Yeah.
Polly-isms, Lobo-isms. When we've been spring breaking together. We were in the fraternity house together. We've had some great times and, you know, great education we got at Wesleyan, along with I really honed my social skills while I was there, didn't I, Paul? Is that a good way to say that?
That's a great way to say
it. I honed my social skills. I honed my social skills.
Yeah.
Hey, let's switch gears a little bit.
Razor sharp.
Razor sharp. So we used to be in the WBIC. Reed Amos has led us into a new frontier with our conference. It is the Mountain East Conference. I'm a fan of the Mountain East Conference. Both of you know I'm an adjunct professor at the University of Charleston. I'm the public address announcer for the basketball team, Coach Dwayne. I've called a lot of games down at the Convocation Center, the Walker Convocation Center on your campus. I get around. I love this conference.
Yeah.
How much do you love the conference, and how great of a job is Reed Amos doing?
Reed's incredible.
Oh,
I love the conference. Such a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, great leader and great communicator, you know, and I've known him for a long time since our Concord days working together in the playoffs, I was the director of operations, so I had to work directly with Reed. But he's done an amazing job. I mean, you see where the conference is going. We've got two teams in the playoffs multiple times.
Every sport.
Yeah.
We're a national player.
National championship.
We're a national player. Yeah. Our conference, I don't care if it's golf or wrestling or volleyball or football,
soccer,
or basketball, baseball. Soccer. We're pretty good in our conference is really good in soccer.
Yeah.
We're really good in every sport, by the way.
And we're, you know, and Notre Dame's made a run pretty deep, you know,
absolutely.
In a couple of the championships. So,
on the football side,
on
right?
On the football side, yeah. So football has never, not Wewiack or Mountain East, ever won a national championship. I think Shepherd went 1 year to the national championship, but it's never in the history of the conference. So I think, you know, we're knocking at the door.
We're working our way up there.
Yeah.
We're working our way up there. So you guys expect to be pretty strong this year. Talk about who you think. Okay, this is a big game. You know, we get them. You know, we're opening up our doors to be number one in the conference this year. There's so many good teams. Who are you looking at? I mean, it's a great conference. It's tough. Week in, week out.
I'm gonna have to go a little cliche here because we work with young people.
Yeah,
and you got to keep them on a one day at a time.
Yeah, I know you do.
And it is cliche, but we have built to this point where we try to stay out of the outcome business and in the process business.
Okay.
Like, I want them to be process obsessed with their process and let the outcome take care of itself, because our guys, I want to be the best at everything I do. Our players want to be the best, and it can hurt you when things don't work out the way you want them to, and you can't control it. But you can control your process. You have to beat Notre Dame. They've five times.
They're good.
Five in a row championships.
They're good.
Someone's got to knock them off, and we are you know, we got our gloves wrapped up pretty tight and we're ready to go.
They expect to be pretty strong again. I mean, they don't take a, they just reload, right? They just reload. So, they'll be pretty good.
Good advantages that keep them up at the top.
You know, every time I watch them, I'm like, wow, they're pretty fast. Like, they're really big, fast.
They're big, fast. And, you know, but someone's going to knock them off.
Yeah.
And we definitely are ready to go and be that team.
I know you you're a cross-town rival, and I always play it. I play it up because, you know, I'm on that campus. I'm on your campus. I think it's great. It's great for football. It's great for the kids, you know, basketball, football, whatever sport it is, softball even, tennis, whatever it is. But when you guys play UC, I mean, you're right. It's your cross-town rival.
Right.
So that's always fun just to play a rival, right?
Oh, rivalries are what makes
That's what makes everything.
Great.
Right,
and,
right.
And you can't help it. It's like, you know, if you're recruiting the same kid, you're like, oh, freaking UC, you know.
Yeah,
but, like, I don't have any – I mean, I kind of hate all teams equally on Saturday, so it doesn't really, you know, on Saturday you want to destroy that team across the way, and but when you're bumping across each other in recruiting and you know, trying to do a lot of the similar things, you're fighting for a lot of the same kind of market share as far as wins and losses, so it just makes it fun. You know, you want to win that game.
John, stay right there, and I'm going to bring Coach Paul Price in. So are we raising money next Friday? Are we raising money for your football program? Talk about it's the golf tournament to raise money for the West Virginia State University football program.
Yes.
It's not for anything else, right?
Strictly football.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
So we have we have the golf tournament, and we do some raffles, and we just have a lot of fun. But all of the every dollar of it goes towards.
Did you get my check yet?
No.
Okay. I'm on air right now. I'm on record right
You're
now.
On record,
I'm
right?
on record. Okay. I wanted to get on record because I need reminded.
But you know, we need stuff for travel. I mean, we want to feed our guys, you know, a little more than just pizza on the road. And, you know, that gets a little old after every game. But there's pizza, you know, helping with books. We have young coaches on our staff that make peanuts. So we want to help, you know, everyone, you know, the guys in our program that need it. And so we get equipment, we get travel, we get food, we get a lot of help for everything. This is our lifeline. It's not like it's bonus. We've done it for 7 straight years as a way to, you know, maintain a high standard of treating our guys right.
Coach, Coach Paul Price, did you have Coach Jim Myers as a golf coach for your PE program at West Virginia Wesleyan? You remember that name?
Yes, I did.
I thought you might have.
Yeah.
I had him too.
John K. Myers, Hall of Famer.
So because of Coach Myers, we are both like a 4 handicap, right? We're like scratch golfers.
Put this way, I appreciate the game.
Yeah, So we're going to play together next Friday, by the way.
I keep hearing about it. I want to be able to.
I'm going to be doing this show live for until 11-ish.
Okay.
So I know we tee up at 9.
We tee up at 9, and then you'll be there. You'll be there plenty of time.
I'm going to get there 11:15.
I have my phone with me. Give me
so
a call.
I'm going to play a few holes with you. We'll yuck it up a little bit. Coach Pennington, do you have room for some more golfers?
Absolutely.
Okay. How do we get involved?
You know, the best way is just to email me. It's coachjohnpennington@gmail.com. Or you can email, you know, look up my website or my, you know, West Virginia State email on the website. But the easiest one is coachjohnpennington@gmail.com. And we have room for, you know, 3 or 4 more teams, but we'll make it work. Anyone that wants to play golf and support West Virginia State,
it's the West Virginia State University football program golf outing / golf fundraiser, boatload of fun. These things are. We're going to be at Little Creek Club, Little Creek Club. There it used to be Little Creek, it used to be Kanawha Valley Country Club. Now it's Little Creek Club. It's open to the public, but it's obviously a previous country club course. So it's very, very nice in the heart of South Charleston. Mayor Mullins and his whole crew have done a really nice job with that transformation, with the new clubhouse. The greens look great. The fairway's great. And if you have a little goat in you, you'll be right at home because there's always it's a little hilly. It is the mountain estate, and I always laugh with my leg a little this way and a little that way. And I play that course okay, but it's one of my favorite courses. But it's tricky with the stances. But it's beautiful. The majestic mountains are beautiful this time of year. It's very green. And as Coach Pice said, we respect the game. We appreciate the game. We're not there to win the U.S. Open. We'll let that for the big guys. We're there to support West Virginia State University and their football program. And Coach Price, you're not going to laugh at me, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, no. I'm going to laugh at you, just so you know. Just for the record, I'm going to laugh at you.
You can't be too much better than me or too much worse. I think we're in the same
category. I'm awful. I only play for charity tournaments and fundraisers for people that are trying to raise money.
Right.
I'm too ADHD, John. I'm too. Did you guys figure out I'm ADHD? Was that a, is that a...
Right when you said it, makes sense.
Yeah.
I knew that since 1980, Jim. Before they had those letters together, I cannot
do 4 and 5 hours of anything. So that's why I'm coming in late. I'll play six holes. I'll make a splash. I'll wave it. I'm out. But you'll get the full amount of money from me. Just, and that's what we're doing. We're raising money for you guys.
Yeah, you're talking about raising money. But I tell you, I've had some of the best times in my in each of my summers, the last years I've been here, have been at that golf tournament. A lot of good times, and met some good people. And anybody associated with business in the Valley can only help.
John, give us your email one more time so people reach out to you. And that's the best way if they want to get involved, right? Go ahead with that again.
It's Coach John Pennington at gmail.com, and it's J-O-H-N and P-E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Coach John Pennington at
gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Email him. Be a part of the West Virginia State University football program, golf outing. It promises to have some laughs. It promises to be a great time. It promises to be really nice weather. I've always predicted nice weather when we have these golf tournaments.
It's always 75 and sunny. 75,
yeah. And it's just going to be a hoot. I look forward to playing with my dear friend, Coach Paul. I look forward to being with my dear friend, Coach John, and the rest of the players there, and just supporting a good football program, a great institution of higher learning. Yes, John is the football coach. Yes, Paul is the football coach. But as you heard, guys, they are molding young men to be high character, good fathers, good business people. When they get out of West Virginia State University and off the gridiron, they're going to be better people for having gone through the program with these two leaders right here, Coach John, Coach Paul. I appreciate you guys being on our show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Jim.
All right, Coach. There they are. That is Coach Paul Price, and that is Coach John Pennington with West Virginia State University football program. Their golf outing is next Friday, June the 23rd. Email Coach John Pennington at the email that he gave us. And if you don't have that, just give me a call. I'll get it to you, 304-541-4756. And that is all the time we have for in this first segment. Now, hopefully, as I promised at the top of the show, my boy Jeremy Nelson is in the house. Jeremy is the COO of Moses Auto Group. We'll be talking with him when I return, and I will be right back.
Hi, I'm Bob. Drug Emporium is celebrating the whole month of June. Our first store is opening 37 years ago on June 19th, 1986. Times have changed, but big selections and values have not. For Dad, buy him shorts or any swimsuit. For collegiate gifts, and now 20% off. Or choose the perfect Carhartt shirt. Or please everyone and surprise him with a quality hearing aid by iHear. Celebrate Drug Emporium's 37th anniversary and get Dad the perfect gift for Father's Day.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we are back, just like that, short break. What an inspiring conversation with my boy, Coach John Pennington from West Virginia State University, and my dear friend, works on the defensive side of the ball, Coach Paul Price, winding it down at West Virginia State University, heading over to the Eastern Panhandle, He's going to be a coach at Berkeley Springs High School, so he can be closer to his family, his daughter, and his grandchild. And hats off to Coach Price. We wish him well. I know we'll stay in touch because I've known that man since I was in a sophomore at Western University in college, where we met in the same fraternity. So hats off to him. Good luck to him. Good luck to Coach Pennington in the football season. Now, I promised at the top of the show he would be here, and I had to remind him four times, and he's here. So it's kind of a running joke. I blew him off accidentally a week or so ago, and so now we just keep reminding each other that we're old and we don't remember things. Jeremy Nelson's in the house. Jeremy, how are you, my friend?
I am great today. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us your role. I call you the COO, the Chief Operating Officer, but I don't know if that's true.
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. So you're the Chief Operating Officer with the entire Moses Auto Group.
Yep, that's correct.
How long have you been in that role?
So
You're going to shock me when you tell me.
It's 7 years
I knew you were going to say something like I didn't believe.
Yeah.
It feels like the other day.
Yeah, it's been 7 years.
7 years.
Great.
You love it, don't you?
I love it.
Every time I see you, I ask you, you don't. You're genuinely authentic when you just went, I love it.
Yep.
You do. You eat it up. What is it? Is it the automobiles? Is it the industry? Is it the business? Is it the car? I'm not a car guy. You well know that. I get my cars from you, and I'm like, Jeremy, I just need something to get around. I don't care. You know me, right?
Yes.
But are you a car guy?
I am a car guy.
And I'm not.
I started at an early age. I'm a car guy. But I tell you, after spending 20 years at Smith Company Motor Cars, it was a great segue into what I'm doing now. The best part about Moses Auto Group is the Moses family. And
I know him, Bob. I know his brother is Steve.
That's correct.
And Bob's daughter is Suzanne, who I know very well.
That's correct.
But there's a lot of Moses.
There are,
and they're great. The whole family's great.
Yeah.
Nikki's great. I mean, there's the whole. The whole crew. What makes them special? Just I have a feeling they care. They give a rip about
the
customers.
They are genuine people that care about their family people, and that just transcends into the auto group. Mm-hmm. And they care about their employees, they care about the customers, and it's just that simple that they are genuine.
How many employees are employed by the Moses Auto Group? And then I'm going to have you break down the group. But we're talking a lot of livelihoods. A lot of families rely on this group.
Well, that's one of the things that we're most proud of, is that we do employ about 470 people.
Wowzer.
And we're able to support a lot of families, you know, in the Kanawha Valley, all the way Charleston to Huntington, you know, just a lot of it's focused here in St. Albans, and that's where we get a lot of credit. But we're really a something, you know, an I-64 type of thing.
You have dealerships over the Huntington Cabell Panel area?
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going to get into the Moses Auto Group live on the levee. And of course, many of you know I'm honored to be the host down there. And if you have, we're going to talk about it, but Moses Auto Group has been our title sponsor, our lead sponsor, for 15 years. This is our 15th year to be the Moses Auto Group Live 11. And I say all that to say every Friday night, I go, we have some automobiles, we have some vehicles from Moses up on the boulevard. Tonight is Nissan night, tonight is Chevrolet night, tonight is Buick night, tonight is whatever night it is, Ford night. And I say, get up there and check them out. But if you don't get a chance to check them out tonight up there, go down to the Moses Mile in St. Albans on Route 60. So you guys have about a mile's worth of dealerships just in St. Albans, but now that segues into the group. What does the Moses Auto Group, what is that made up of when people hear group? What is that, Jeremy?
So we are the largest auto group in the state by about 4 to 5 times.
Does that mean volume of automobiles that you sell or have, inventory, everything?
Inventory-wise, and that we retail.
Okay.
And we start downtown with Cadillac, Buick, GMC. And I like to start
kind of on the east end area of Charleston. It used to be nothing there. Now it's just a beautiful dealership with a showroom and tons of cars.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know the story, but we're going to talk more in detail. But about 16 years ago, we were trying to get some sponsors for Live on the Levee, and Suzanne called me. And Suzanne said, Jimmy, we're interested in maybe investing and being a sponsor for Live on the Levee. And I didn't skip a beat. I said, well, that would be a very wise decision. Mm-hmm. And I said, what level? She said, well, the big one. I went, where are you right now? She said, I'm at the dealership that we're talking about on the East End. My dad's here. I said, I'll be right there. I hung up the phone. I was there in 4 minutes. And they signed it that day, Bob. He said, you put in writing what you said you were going to do, and I'll sign it right now. So that was 16 years ago, and you guys have been on board ever since. But it started right there in that building.
Well, and it seems, with regard to Live on the Levee, it seems more exciting than ever.
Oh, I mean, we're having a good year.
Yeah. I mean, it's the crowd was great the last couple of weeks.
Tonight will be week number 4. We have Aristotle Jones starting at 6:30. We're going to go with the 7:45 coming to you live from that Shoen Baum stage down in Haddad. Will be Rasta Rafiki, one of my favorite genres ever. They're kind of reggae, rock. They were formed in Morgantown in the late 80s, performed a lot in Morgantown. A lot of university students know them. They performed at Marshall. So I think there's going to be a lot of young college kids from the 90s who are now, you know, in their 40s and 50s coming back to renew their youth tonight. I'll be one of them, even though I'm even older than that. So I renew my youth every Friday night, by the way, Jeremy. But, yeah, we're having a great, great season. We certainly appreciate Moses Auto Group. I digress. We're going to be talking more Live on the Levee because we got a few more minutes. But I want to get – my ADHD just gets so in the way. But we were talking –
You get excited, Jeremy.
We were talking about the group.
Yeah.
You were starting with the East End, that's Buick and Cadillac. I'll let you continue with the rest of the group and your other dealerships and where they are.
Okay, so we start downtown with Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Then we have one of the best features of the group is our factory outlets. And we have one of those on Quarter G and at Tays Valley. And then in between those, we have what's called the Moses Mile.
Right.
And we pick up Ford, Lincoln, BMW, Toyota, Lexus, Nissan and Chevrolet there on the mile, as well as our super center, which normally the inventory involves about 700 to 800 cars that you can select from. We also pick up Honda and Volkswagen in Huntington, right there on 60. And that's a fun little store. It's the little engine that could.
Yeah.
And those are always.
You're proud of it, aren't you?
I can tell your
eye. Our guest right now on the My Town, Your Town radio program, episode number 9. This is the 9th show, by the way, Jeremy. And they're just flipping by. I'm honored to be the host. As you can tell, Jeremy, you just said, I get excited. I do get excited. I get excited to talk about what this show is about. Talking about the good stuff and good businesses. And you're such a good business, and you just talked about such a good family, and they do things the right way. And everybody, I call it a necessary evil. You think they're luxuries, but for me, a car is a necessary evil. I got to have one. I got to have a reliable one. So you've been hooking me up with a reliable automobile for a long time. So you provide a great service, and then you give back to the community. And you continue to give back to the community with this Live on Levee. We've talked a little bit about that. You guys have your automobiles down there. You're the title sponsor. I love calling it the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee. It's just what Live on Levee is. I can't say Live on Levee without saying it's the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee. So I've really ingrained that, and I think it's a testament to you guys that you come back every year. It seems to be working for you. I hope it's working for you. You give back to the community. I'm going to ask you about giving back to the community, and then I'm going to ask you about some other community things that you're involved in this summer. But why does Moses Auto Group, why does Jeremy Nelson, why do the Moses continue to give back so much into this little town that we have?
Well, giving back is just so important. It's ingrained in the Moses family. It's something that I feel very strongly about. And, you know, each and every charity or organization that we give to.
So many of them.
There's a ton of them.
We love you for that, by the way.
We're very passionate about each and every one of them. We have a little group that comes together, and we look at requests, and we see the need, and we fill it with them. And, you know.
Well, the Moses are from here. You're from here.
You know
the Kanawha Valley. You know West Virginians.
Yep.
You know the ones that are doing just fine, and you know the ones that could use a bite to eat or a place to stay or a hand not a handout, but a hand up.
I mean, sure.
You know who they are.
Sure. Yeah.
And you just say, and you're in a position that you can help support it.
Yeah.
And you don't just support it with financial resources, although that's amazingly important, but you share what you have. You share your staff. You might even share some vehicles for people that might need, run a big event. And I know I've called Jim. Yeah, Jimmy, we'll help you. We got a van. We'll help you with that. I mean, you just do things like that. That's awful.
We do.
Yeah, that's so nice. We are talking with Jeremy Nelson. He is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer with the Moses Auto Group. One of the things I think you wanted to chit-chat about, you lend support to so many. And, of course, Live on Levy, you think, well, that's not really giving back too much. What is that all about? You're providing complimentary music every Friday night down at Haddad Riverfront Park. But if you know me and you know this, Live on Levy, the Moses Auto Group Live on Levy is great fun, but for that great cause. And that was Tom Lane, the father of Live on Levy, before it was the Moses Auto Group Live on Levy. And we help 5 inner city charities every Friday night at this event. People that might need a bite, or they might need a place to stay. So we help people that are hungry and don't have a place to stay every Friday. We help the Man and Meal Group. We help Work Sullivan, which is now KBC. We help RCCR. We help the Covenant House. We also help the Sojourner Shelter, the YWCA Sojourner Shelter. So right there, Jeremy, you're helping 5 charities just in one swoop. Isn't that cool?
Absolutely. And the other fun part about it is to see the 5,000 to 7,000 people that show up every Friday night that may not be able to afford to go to a concert.
Concerts are like everything else, a sporting event and the concerts. When I hear the prices of sporting events and concerts, I'm like, I'll see you Friday night at Haddad Riverfront Park, because they're expensive. Yeah. Concerts are. But this one is free because of you guys and other sponsors like Lou Wendell Marine and Brewer and Company and the Health Plan. But you guys are our title sponsor, and we have other sponsors as well that help make this complimentary. And you're right, 5,000, 7,000. Opening week, May 26th, there might have been 9,000, 10,000 people down there that otherwise wouldn't hear amazing music. It's a great setting, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So
speaking of great settings, are you the entertainment sponsor? What are you guys doing for our second back Stern Wheel Regatta?
So this is just rolling out, and this is hot off the press.
Okay.
And
are you breaking news?
Might sense some excitement in my voice today, but we have just in the last 10 days or so signed a contract with the City of Charleston. And we are going to be the entertainment sponsor for the Charleston Sternwell Regatta.
All clap.
Not only for this year, but next year as well.
Well, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Signed a 2-year commit. Mayor Goodwin's doing a great job. You know that Sternwell Commission, after last year, the economic impact that they had. I don't think Brian, who kind of helps with the lead that, I don't think Alyssa, all these folks that are on the commission, I don't think Andy, I don't think they expected what we got last year. They were pleasantly blown away.
What an ROI. I mean, you can't even.
I was there every night, by the way, and it was a heck of an ROI, return on investment. Yeah. Wow. So you guys see that, but you also see, again, the need and the help. And so you're in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, everyone's always skeptical the first year, and they just blew it out of the water. And we just wanted to say, how can we help? And how can we create a culture in our community that people want to come here? They want to spend their money in Charleston. It just helps everyone.
Well, that's one of my favorite things, and I see you down at Live on Levy. I have so many favorite things. And of course, my favorite thing is standing on that Schoenbaum stage and looking up and not seeing anybody in a bad mood. I have yet to see anybody not having fun. That's a goal of mine. I'm gonna look for a negative Nelly.
I've never seen anyone chase T-shirts like they do at Live on the Levy.
It's so much fun. The Moses Auto Group Live on Levy T-shirts brought to you by the Charleston City Parks and Recreation and our sponsors East Coast Tees. Thank you, Steve Z, for the T-shirts. But they love those T-shirts,
don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. But another thing that I love down there is I'll introduce the band and then I'll come up the steps and inevitably someone, a family standing up there, and they go, hey, Jim, right? I go, yeah. They go, are you in charge? I go, no, I'm just the MC. I'm not in charge. But they go, well, you have something to do with this. I go, yeah, I'm here every Friday. They go, well, hey, we're from Indianapolis, or we're from Des Moines, or we're from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. We're from Detroit, and we're traveling south. And we happen to be in Charleston, and we're darn glad that we stopped over. We don't have this back home. Like, we think we're a small town, but when we get other visitors from big markets and other places in the United States, they look at me and go, you guys have it going on. This is spectacular. All the soccer tournaments that we host, that Commissioner Ben Salango helped get, and Samantha Carney's working down there now at our, what's that, the Shawnee Sports Complex. We're getting tournaments that are East Coast. East Coast. You guys sponsor that, right, Moses Auto Group? You guys have the field, or what do you guys sponsor down there?
We actually have one of the concession stands, the Welcome Center. Yeah, Moses Auto Group Welcome Center.
Again, giving back. But when all those families and all those kids come in and they come up to the Live on the Levee, I have a blast. I always try to get kids to pull the 50-50 ticket from out of state. And they think they're up on the stage. There's 10,000 people there. They're like, Mom, look at me. Dad, did you see me on stage? But what they say to us is, wow, thank you for having us. Thank you for providing such a great family atmosphere for our family. Because we haven't even mentioned the Moses Auto Group Live on Levee. If you're 2 or 102, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
And I share the same experience as you, Jim, living downtown.
Yes.
You know, you talk to a lot of people around town. And even our vendors for the auto group will say, oh, my gosh, I was at the Levee this past Friday, and we didn't have a clue you all did that. And these are folks from out of town.
Isn't it great? Doesn't it make you pump your chest up a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm from Charleston. I'm a Charleston. Yeah, I'm a West Virginian.
And I don't want to say that we take it for granted, but we do it every week. Mm-hmm. But these people see something spectacular when they see Live on the Levee.
And then when we tell them we do it every Friday night in the summer, when we tell them we're celebrating our 20th anniversary with our 19th season because we missed it in 2020. That was a tough year for me, by the way. Yeah. It was a tough year for everybody. And speaking of 2020 and the tough year, and COVID, one of the most transformative times in the archives of mankind, and we lived it. And if you're listening to this right now, congratulations. You're so strong and so resilient that you made it through. So are you guys at Moses Auto Group, that was not an easy year. Inventory was down. Getting parts was down. Getting parts to put new cars together. Getting used cars. That was a juggle for you guys, right?
It was a tough, tough year. And you just gave me the perfect segue into what I really wanted to talk about. Right. And it's our customers, mm-hmm. our clients, the people who we
serve. Which I'm one of them, by the way.
And, I mean, they were as loyal and as great as they could be in 2020. And they have been before that, and they continue to be after that. But, man, what a tough year. And they came to the table.
The entire industry.
Yeah. And the people of this community and the people of the Kanawha Valley and the whole state has just really turned out for Moses Auto Group, and we couldn't be more grateful.
I know 2018 and 19 and early in 2020, your Moses Supercenter, that parking lot was just full. And then, about this time 3 years ago, 2020, June, July, you drive by, you're like, wow, you could really physically see a difference in inventory. Jimmy, where's all your cars? Dude, no, Jimmy, nobody has any cars. You can't get them. It was tough.
Well, it has been tough. But one of the things that we have learned through it is if you have the right car, people are going to find you and they're going to buy it. Mm-hmm. And so, while our lots may look a little bare here and there, it's not because we haven't had the inventory. It's because we get the right inventory and we sell it.
So I'm putting this ball right on the tee for you. If you don't see the car that you're looking for, I bet if you call Jeremy or one of his sales team or just somebody down there, I bet you could find a car that they're looking for, can't you?
We do it day in and day out. Yeah. And I tell you, it's sometimes it's a challenge. But I would say 99 times out of 100, we get the car for the person. And it's that's when it's fun, when it's a little bit of a challenge.
I can't believe it's been 4 years. I go, Jeremy, my favorite car that you sold me 8 years ago, It's just time. You know, cars run their course, right?
Yeah.
And I go, it's time. And I go, I need something. You go, give me a day. I already have your car in mind. It's not anywhere to be found. But I know it's for you, Jimmy. We're going to get it for you. I'm still driving it. I need to show it to you out here because I want to show you something when we get off of here. But yeah, I'm a walking testament of exactly what you said. Jeremy, I need a car. What do you need? Well, I don't need a fancy car. I just need a car that's reliable, A to B, comfortable. I have it right now, and I'm still, and you take care of my service. I go down whenever the light comes on. I go in. I'm there a short time. I see you. I have a cup of coffee. We haven't even talked about your showrooms. You have a new showroom. You have a great service department.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Nissan just opened the new showroom.
So,
Lexus just opened a
Toyota. Ready to.
That was under contract.
We were able to renovate our Toyota showroom a couple years ago, and just this past week, we moved into a multi-million dollar, brand new, beautiful Nissan showroom.
It literally just opened a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah, like last.
I'm going to be in about 11:10 or 11:15 after this radio show. Get down there again, get a couple of pictures, and then I'm going to put those on my Facebook page along with our picture that you and I are going to get from being on this radio show. I'm saying that out loud so I can be held accountable.
I think one of the most exciting things about that Nissan showroom is it really transformed the look of the approach to St. Albans. And, you know, we had that building that
that's a good analysis. People don't think about that.
Yeah.
This is the name of the show is My Town, Your Town. Let's have a pretty one.
Yeah.
Let's have a pretty one.
We had that building that that had existed for years and had been a number of things, and it set out there on the street. And it just
functional.
Functional. Yeah, we sold a whole lot of cars out of it. But
now it's aesthetically pleasing now, too.
It's much better.
Yeah, I'm going to stop down and check it out. And you can, too. Like I say every Friday, if you don't get a chance to stop down or go up on the boulevard, stop down to the Moses Mile or stop by one of their super centers or stop by one of their youth centers or go down to Huntington. What's a good website so people can just look and see where all the places you are?
It is so simple.
It is. I know
it is. It's MosesCars.com.
MosesCars.com. That's Moses, M-O-S-E-S. Moses.com.
No, MosesCars.com.
Moses Cars.
MosesCars.
MosesCars.com. That's MosesCars.com. We have literally 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. Our guest has been Jeremy Nelson. You've been I knew you would be. You're a great guest, a wonderful advocate for our community, a wonderful servant of our community. We haven't even got into all the things that you serve on. But I think you're still serving on the Kanawha Charleston Health Department Board,
which is
a biggie. Yeah. I rolled off after 13 years, and you were rolling on. So thank you for your service there. And I know you serve on other boards. I've served with you on the Ronald McDonald Board. And Daymark, you guys are very, very involved in. And so many others. I'm leaving out a lot. But you get the gist of the Moses family. You get the gist of the business model that they have. And you just want to do business with them because they do the right thing, and they give back, and they take care of their customers. They have 400 amazing employees. Their service is amazing. Their showrooms are amazing. And they're the largest by far in the state. So they're economies of scale. And they're not too big for you. That's the thing. You're not too big for you.
That's right.
They just tailor to who you are.
Yeah, that is so right. You know, just walking in the building today, ran into Jill.
And yeah.
That is the beauty of this community, is just knowing everybody and being able to take care of your automotive needs, whether it's you buying a car, servicing a car, repairing a car after a collision. Mm-hmm. We can take care of all your vehicular needs.
I love it.
Thanks for having me on today.
I love it. Jeremy Nelson, our COO with Moses Auto Group. It's MosesCars.com. That's MosesCars.com. We'll see you at the Moses Auto Group live on the levee tonight. Aristotle Jones at 6:30. Rasta Rafiki at 7:45. And that is all the time we have for on this edition, the ninth edition of My Town, Your Town. As always, focusing on good people and good organizations and good businesses doing good things. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all. We'll see ya.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
1410 AM, WSCW and W272DW, 102.3 FM, South Charleston, and LM Communications.